This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela via video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments, including the Ministry of Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Department of Financial Services, Department of Higher Education, and others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, Tamil Nadu is ready for a change of government. He said that the DMK regime has failed to deliver development and is marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Madurandkam in Chengalpattu district of Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister said the NDA government had allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development. Earlier, the Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off 4 new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and dispersed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said, the NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation, and healthcare.
Kerala ke vikas ke liye kendra sarkar ke prayason ko nayi gati mili hai. Kerala mein rail connectivity aur sasakt hui hai. Thiruvananthapuram ko desh ka bada startup hub banane ke liye pehal hui hai. PM Swanidhi credit card launch kiya gaya hai. Isse desh bhar ke reedi, thele, footpath par kaam karne wale saathiyon ko labh hoga.
The global equipment manufacturers are looking towards India to establish a base due to the country's design capabilities, large talent pool and the consistent policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this while interacting with the media during his visit to Advanced Semiconductor Materials Lithography Headquarters in the Netherlands. A United Nations report has said that the foreign direct investment FDI inflows to India in 2025 surged by 73% to $47 billion. The report attributed the surge in the FDI to the policies aimed at integrating the country into global supply chains and large investments in services and manufacturing. Government has selected 5 companies under the Production-Linked Incentive White Goods Scheme. The Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry stated that these 5 companies are expected to achieve a total production of over 8,300 crore rupees and generate 1,799 additional direct jobs by 2027-28. The ministry informed that overall, a total of 85 companies selected under the PLI scheme for white goods are expected to make investments of 11,198 crore rupees. Amid rising tensions over the special intensive revision, that is SIR, process of the West Bengal's voter list, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer has instructed all the district administrations to file an immediate FIR if any law and order disturbances takes place during hearings or the revision process. The directive also makes it clear that hearings may be suspended indefinitely if required. The order was given citing the Supreme Court's order of 19th January. Preparations for 77th Republic Day parade celebrations are in full swing in the national capital. A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day parade took place on Kartavyapath in the national capital amid rainfall. The rehearsal showcased India's rich cultural heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity. On the occasion of Republic Day on Monday, Delhi Metro will commence its services at 3 a.m. on all lines to facilitate the movement of people to Kartavyapath and enable them to witness the Republic Day ceremony. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in the second match of the 5-match T20 International Series in Raipur. Put into bat first, the visitors posted 208 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, the hosts overhauled the target for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.2 overs. With this victory, India now lead the series 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.